The budget leaks are in full flow today, with widespread speculation about a larger than expected cut to the universal social charge and a cost of living package worth €1.5 billion. The government is also set to raise the standard tax cut-off point by €2,000. For more, let's talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. Micheál, we've become accustomed over the past few years to just about all of the budget being known in advance. What's been emerging today?
Well, I think some things around the tax side look a little bit clearer today as the government goes in, I suppose, to nailing things down even further after the publication of the white paper later, and kind of some indications that there will be a lot of money sloshing around when all that becomes clear. But so far, it looks like when it comes to the USC that under the 70,000 mark, that there would be a fall there, or a cut from 4% to 3%. That's bigger than expected, that USC cut rate. And then on the rate, or the point at which people pay the higher rate of tax, that currently stands at 42,000, and that's going to go up now to 44,000. So that's a 2,000 rise. I suppose other things probably still haven't been fully nailed down, things like the energy credit, which is a big one, that universal energy credit, but it does seem to be in the order of €250. But talks on that cost of living package could go through the weekend. It seems too that the child benefit payment, that there will be double payments at some point before the end of the year, but will there be an increase to the core payment itself? That's just not clear yet. On that overall size of that cost of living package, 1.5 billion is the figure being spoken about, but I think in the aftermath of today, when all figures are revealed and everything, it probably will be a bit higher than that, if still somewhere under 2 billion.
Let's turn to another matter, because as people will know, the former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, he's been making headlines over the past couple of days. Yesterday, it was his comments on Irish unity. Today, it's immigration. What's he been saying?
Speaking recently in the US, he did speak about immigration and praised it in many ways, spoke about how people were needed to come to this country to fill many key positions, and also warned against populism and a move towards prejudice. But he did say people had a feeling that the population was rising too quickly, rising by 2% a year because of immigration. And he said they would be right to feel that. He did qualify it too by saying, though, that there is a view among some that government have the powers to turn immigration on and off like a tap, but he said that is not the way it works. So, but the comments, though, have drawn the ire of people in the opposition. Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats has come out this morning and criticised them, and also the Labour leader, Ivana Bacic, as you'll hear now.
I think it's deeply inappropriate and unhelpful, and indeed, a really new low in political narrative to see Leo Varadkar making such a statement that suggests that there has been too much immigration, that doesn't take into account the horrific war on Ukraine, that doesn't take into account the need to provide shelter to so many fleeing war, that doesn't take into account the fact that around the country, employers, communities are crying out for labour. We've just talked about where we're going to get the additional nurses from. Every hospital, every healthcare facility, every school, every childcare facility is looking for staff.
Listening to this, Micheál, and following the skirmishes over the budget, you do get the sense, don't you, that we're really in election mode now?
Oh yes, clearly. And it was interesting too in those comments that Leo Varadkar did urge the Taoiseach, his successor in the role, to call the election sooner rather than later and not let the opinion polls get to his head. I wonder how that advice will be received. But it does seem the parties are gearing in that direction. Indeed, the Sinn Féin Ardèche gets underway in Athlone later this evening, and it says it is now ready to fight that election. And the focus over the next 2 days for Sinn Féin is likely to be on housing, health and the cost of living, and saying that it can offer a real alternative. And of course, the hope within the party is that it can arrest that slide in support, as suggested by several recent opinion polls now.